Welcome to Losing Weight After Baby, a podcast for moms by a mom. Hi, my name is Arlene Pellicane, author of Losing Weight After Baby, 31 Days to a New You, as featured on national television. Check out that audio program and change your life by visiting losingweightafterbaby.com. If anyone had an excuse to let herself go, it was mother of four, Debbie Woodford. Not only was she homeschooling, but her precious third child had seizures and very demanding needs. Yet she found the time to go from a size 14 to an 8, compete in triathlon, and much more. Find out how she turned her health and life around today on Losing Weight After Baby. Well, I am so thrilled to have Debbie Woodford on the program today. I met Debbie many years ago. We went to college together. So when I saw recently a before and after picture of her, I said to myself, I have got to get her on the podcast. So this was a very enjoyable reunion for me, and I know you'll be inspired by this interview. So Debbie, tell our listeners how many kids you have and kind of how much, you know, how it went with your pregnancies. Like, you know, did you gain a lot more with one and then, you know, less with another? Did you lose weight in between pregnancies? What was that like for you?
Okay. Well, I have four children, one girl and three boys.
Yes.
And they are 11, 9, 7, and 5. So
yeah.
It would seem like every time one child hit 15 months, I was pregnant again.
Yes.
And I enjoyed every single pregnancy because I would put on a whopping 50 pounds.
Yeah. Bring it on.
With each child. Yeah. And I had a craving each time. It was different. One time it was Carl's hamburgers. Another time it was Twix. And on my last child, once I hit 205, I didn't get on the scale anymore.
Yeah.
So I would lose some weight and then get pregnant again, but I never was down to my marriage weight.
Yes.
Ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what do you attribute that to?
That I didn't get down to it?
Yeah.
I think, I was just like jolly, happy with my babies and didn't have to think about myself, you know, because I was just so into being a mother.
Right.
But I think as time goes on, especially it is for me, there's an inner struggle, I think, with moms that, you know, it tells you that if you are to work out or to do anything that requires time away from your children, then you're being selfish.
Right.
And so that certainly was the case for me because, you know, the children just kept coming and we're homeschooling and I'm with the kids all day, every day, never getting a break. And it's kind of like the martyr syndrome. I can think that I'm the victim.
Yeah.
But, I just thought, well, to do anything or to go out early in the morning or jog or walk, you know, that's just, I'll have time later when the kids are older.
Yeah, totally understandable. Now, something, because I know a lot of women out there feel the same way,
mm-hmm.
But something happened this January. Talk about that. Something triggered some kind of change in you.
Yes. Well, the interesting thing is, if I can go back just a little
Please.
Bit of time,
yeah.
My third child, when he was 2.5 and then my youngest was 8 months, he got very sick.
Yeah.
And so for the past 5 years, we have just been figuring out how we can help him.
Yes.
And so we've looked into nutrition and homeopathic remedies and all this kind of stuff, but never thought of it as something that I would do personally for myself.
Yeah.
It was just to help my boy.
Yes.
But then we started getting him chiropractor help, and he started to get better, and I thought, well, maybe I can do that for me, because I had chronic back pains, and thought, well, that's another excuse why I'll never, you know, get this weight off, because I just can't do anything.
Right.
And then the chiropractic, you know, work started to work for me, and I thought, well, maybe I can start to get healthy, but it's not fun when you don't have a partner who doesn't want to work out either, you know, so it's kind of like I'm just going to cook meals for myself and nobody else, and it just doesn't work.
Yeah.
But then my husband, around November, went to get health insurance for our family, and he was going to have to pay a very high premium because he was too heavy and his cholesterol was too high.
Wow.
So they were going to put him on medication, and I said, well, let's not do that. Let's try doing some healthy stuff for us and see what we can do.
It's funny.
And
it's
so
like
he agreed.
Those wake-up calls, right?
And so it was great, because I'm thinking, I can cook for him and me, and then the kids will just follow along and we'll start working out. And we just kept working out and kept eating right, and things started to happen.
Wow.
And then all of a sudden I'm feeling stronger, and I just said to my husband, what do you think if I sign up for a women's triathlon in about 8 weeks from now? And he thought I was crazy. And so I said, okay, well, let me think about it a little bit. But it kept bugging me, and I thought, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. And I thought, I need to set a goal for myself, because if I set a goal, then I have to do it, because you know, I'll sign up and pay money.
That's
and
right.
So, yeah, it's just, it's snowballed. And lost the weight, got in a triathlon, and it just, yeah, things have just been taken off, and we feel great. My husband, his cholesterol level dropped 50 points.
Wow.
He's lost, you know, 37 pounds,
wow.
And so there's no medication for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what a great feeling.
Oh,
and
we
he's,
feel awesome.
And he's thrilled.
I can tell you, I just turned 39, I'll tell you that, and I have never felt stronger, healthier, had more energy in my entire life.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay, now we have to back up, because people are like, okay, I want that. I want those kind of results. So when let's talk about kind of the nutrition piece. What did you used to eat? And then what would be like an average used to eat? And then what would be like an average now this is what we replaced it with?
Okay. Well, with the kids, it kind of goes both ways. With the kids and just being home and cooking for them, I'd kind of just eat whatever they have, grilled cheese sandwich, peanut butter sandwich. I'd eat mine, and then if they had some on their plate, then I'd eat it.
We all do that.
Their plate. I just pick off their plate.
Yeah.
And then a lot of times, because of my son's illness, he's had a seizure disorder for a long time, we'd be in the hospital and a long time, and it's just, I would just slam down a Coke, you know, or eat a candy bar out of the machine just so I'd have some energy for the day, but I end up feeling lethargic.
Yeah.
And I just was not eating well. You could probably hook me up to a Pepsi IV and just plug that into my arm, because that's what I would drink all the time.
Yeah. And you're in a very stressful place, because I'm sure as a parent, I can only imagine, like, when your son is going through things, you're stressed, and so you're needing something fast.
You don't even know the half of it. There were times, because when I say a seizure disorder, it started off where he was convulsing, and then it turned to drop seizures, where it was like someone hit him on the back of the leg with a 2x4, and he would just drop. And then there were days where he would lay on the couch all day long, drooling, very unresponsive.
Oh.
And during a period of this time, my husband was also out of work, and we didn't have health insurance. It was so stressful in our home, you could probably cut it with a knife, the stress. We were on survival mode.
Absolutely.
Were just doing anything we could just to get through this, you know, and see the light at the end of the tunnel. So it was just, as things started to get better for my son, he hasn't had a seizure in a year, but now we're going to go into a different phase of health for him. But, God was very good in our life and just kind of just walked us through it. But now, as far as when we got onto the program with eating, we just started to say, okay, we're gonna cut back a little bit. We're gonna have a lot of protein, not a lot of carbs. We're gonna eat vegetables, salads, and just eat all the time. We were just like, we'd get up and we would have, egg whites, and we'd have, put some tomatoes and onions with it. And then we'd have a snack two hours later, and then we'd have lunch and another snack and a healthy dinner. Constantly drinking water.
Yes. Was it hard for you to kick the Pepsi habit?
You know what? I thought it was going to be. But then once, your body does not crave junk food. Your body craves nutrition.
Yeah.
So once I started giving my body what it needed, then it was happy. And I didn't want the Pepsi.
That's
right. And then so when it was it gets really hot here in Arizona. So one day we were having a barbecue, and I thought, I'm going to try a Pepsi. And it tasted so gross.
Yeah.
I don't ever have to go back to it anymore.
Yeah.
So that's what we started eating, and it just was not difficult. And the working out, once you start seeing results, then you want to keep doing it. And if you could have a partner to do it with, whether it be a husband or a friend, it's a lot easier, because then you're challenging each other, and it's exciting, and you can bounce ideas off of each other. And
so what did you find? Did you find you went to a gym? Did you work out at home? Did you run? What did you do?
Well, at first, we worked out at home.
Yeah.
We have a pull-up bar, and we've got some weights, and we've got some bands. We didn't want to go to the gym because of the four kids, and we didn't want to leave them at home. And so we were just working out together. We did some of that Power 90X.
Okay.
Like, yeah, we did some of that. And then once I had signed up for the triathlon, I thought, oh, well, I don't really know how to swim, and I'm not a good runner, so I better get outside.
That was very courageous of you to do.
Well, you know, we have a pool, but I don't ever put my face in the water.
Right.
So my husband had to actually, like, 5 weeks before teach me how to put my face in the water.
See, this is very good because it just shows, because you think like, oh, this woman's doing this triathlon. She's like this experienced athlete, and they don't picture like, okay, cool, you know, because I would be totally the same way. I wear contacts.
I
don't go under
win.
The water. It's
yeah.
like, I don't do that. So you have to, it just shows you can learn these things.
You can. And I just wanted to finish. I didn't care if I was last.
That's right.
I just wanted to finish. And I can tell you, there were 600 women and I finished 354.
That is very respectable.
Exactly. So I'm like, that's not too bad, not too good.
That's
just
awesome.
Right in the middle. But so, yeah, so I started, after, you know, I just started going outside and saying, okay, well, let me see if I can run, because I know I've never been able to run even a half a mile without
yeah.
getting a stomach cramp.
Yeah.
But then, like, the first day I ran 3 miles, and I went, oh, I can do this.
That is wonderful.
Yeah, and then I ran 4 miles, and then I just kept running. And,
yeah.
I felt like Forrest Gump. You know, I just kept running, and I just felt good. And
yeah.
The best thing about it, too, is I can do it really early in the morning
yeah.
before it gets too hot here. Put a little iPod shuffle on, and
right.
there's no interruptions. I can
yeah.
listen to my music. No kids going, Mom!
Yeah.
And just run and enjoy it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It's a good time of peace and solitude, you know?
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's very exciting.
Yeah.
So after the triathlon, did you keep, like, because obviously you probably had a more intense workout regimen because
right.
you're preparing for this triathlon. And I think events are really good that way because they push you to train for a certain goal.
That's true.
So you have to. It's like, okay, I'm going to do this in 2 months and I'm not ready, so I have to do this.
That is correct, and that was my point. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How have you maintained afterwards? Actually, you're actually training for another one, aren't you?
Well, exactly. I set another goal.
Yeah.
Okay. So I have a half marathon I'm looking into in January. It's
yeah.
the PF Chang. And so and it's kind of a long ways out so that my mind could say, oh, you don't have to train yet. But
yeah.
no, I'm still working out 5 or 6 times a day, a week.
Yeah.
Just, you know, one day I'll run. The
yeah.
next day I'll just do, you know, a video where I'm doing maybe some cardio kickboxing
yeah.
and some ab work. Or one day I'm just doing push-ups with my husband. And,
right.
He feels so good
yeah.
that he, at 40 years old, he's going to apply for the Chandler Police Department.
He is.
And he is out there. He's out there running and doing push-ups, and
yeah.
he's getting buff, and I'm just laughing because we're just at a different stage in our life where we feel just great. So
that's wonderful.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, I keep up with it. And then, you know, I think the missing key was, which I wish I had the whole time, was I just fell into this herbal life business.
Yeah.
I was looking for a job, you know, at home where I can make a little money on the side, and started learning about herbal life, which is completely, it's just nutrition at the cellular level.
Yeah.
And had I had this, you know, back in January, I think my results would have been much faster.
Yeah.
It's just all on nutrition and how even the best eaters and the most, you know, just the best athletes out there, most of us aren't getting the nutrition that we need
mm-hmm.
because it's just not in our food.
Yeah.
You know, everybody needs to supplement. And I've just been learning so much with my son Mitchell and through this that if we can feed our bodies at the cell level and give our bodies what they need, they're going to perform the way they should perform.
Yeah.
You know, God has designed our bodies to work like machines. And if we're overweight or if we're underweight or if we're sick, it all starts at the cell level. And so we need to feed the cells correctly, and the body does what it's supposed to do.
Yeah.
You know, and it's fabulous.
And if somebody wanted to find out more about Herbalife and contact you, how would they do that?
Oh, they can do, yeah. I have a website, and it's www.lifebegins2, so lifebeginstoday.com, and that's just my store site, but I would love if they wanted just to ask me some questions and email me. I can call them right back or talk to them that way, and Yeah.
That's very fun. So from the time, you know, last fall where you said, okay, let's do it, let's start eating healthy till now.
Yeah.
How much, you know, how did you lose a size? Did you lose two sizes? You know, where were you then and where are you now?
Well, I have lost 27 pounds.
Yeah.
And I was at a very snug 14.
Yes.
And my eights are falling off.
That is awesome.
I'm very excited to say that.
Isn't that fun?
Is it fun to go from
a snug number to like a loose feeling?
Yeah, I went to a double snug to a single loose. It's really good. But I think the main thing is that, you know, that whole selfish part that I felt, that I see now that there, you know, there is a balance because we could go overboard either way.
Sure.
But in taking care of myself physically, spiritually, mentally, it has been the best thing that I've ever done for me, but the best thing I've ever done for my family because it's overflowing. My children are getting involved. They're more active.
Yes.
It's, you know, they want to be, you know, responsive. They're out swimming, and we're just more of an outside family now.
Yeah. Yes.
And they're seeing the importance of health and what they need to eat and better choices. And so, you know, it's a mental thing to say, you know what, you're not being selfish.
Yeah.
It's the benefit of the family. And again, it's all in balance, but it has been the best thing that's ever happened to our family.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
And so now, you know, when you looked in the mirror a year ago, you're probably like, oh, this isn't quite the me I remember from my childhood days or whatever.
You know, it's not. The hilarious thing is that my mom saw my before picture that was just in January, she just like laughs. She goes, I don't remember you being like this or looking like this.
Leave it to a mother, you know. That's what we're going to say to our kids.
I know. I'm like, thanks, Mom. You didn't tell me. She goes, well, I didn't think you looked this way, but you did look pretty bad. I love you. You're so sweet, Mama.
But now, when you look in the mirror, how does it make you feel?
You know what? I feel good.
Yeah.
I do. I feel really good. My husband he's pleased.
Yes.
You know, because I'm just, all the ladies who listen, you know, it will affect the spouses because, you know.
I want to park here for a second. So how is it like, you know, did it make him more, you know, I'm sure it made him more amorous. Did it
Absolutely.
Make him more, you know, appreciative, kinder, just, you know, those kinds of things? What
happened?
Well,
here's the thing. My husband is so sweet, you know, and we've always talked about, you mean, when we're both heavy, he would say things like, babe, I love you just the way you are. It doesn't matter. But you know what? Now that I'm 27 pounds lighter, and I, not only is he saying like, okay, you know, I loved you back then, but ooh, I like it now. But, you know, it does make a difference, and he's feeling good too.
Yes.
And it's just, it's almost like a respect thing of like, you know what? You care about me enough to take care of yourself physically.
Yeah.
And you know what? It does. It makes even the intimate times even better.
Yeah.
And it's just, we're just strong and healthy and energetic, and it's just fun.
It's
just
fun.
Yeah.
And then isn't it fun when you look, because you think of, you know, your college sweethearts, and you go back and you think, we look like we did when we were in college. And it's like this whole newness and freshness. And you've obviously, you know, you have four kids, you have busy lives, and just to have that kind of bond between you, that you've done this together, that's so meaningful.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And, you know, I can tell you, my husband is probably, he is. He's in the best shape of his life. In college, he was skinny, but there was nothing there.
Yeah.
You know, now he's like, he's toned and, you know, he's getting some abs, and I'm loving it,
that's,
you know. And so
cool.
He'll come up behind me and just go, ooh, honey, you know, and just like pat the bottom and go, where is it? You know, and but it's fun. And the kids see that and they just go, oh, Mom and Dad, they're so in love, you
that's
know, and
sweet.
It's just fun all around.
It's so much fun.
Yeah.
And it's such a plus for the kids. Like what you're saying is, you think, oh, I'm detracting from the kids if I take time to exercise. But it's not true. You have so much more energy to give. And then for us, you know, we do a lot of the home workouts and, you know, just put in a DVD and do stuff. And my kids love that. Like, they love to jump up and down with the video. They really like it. So it's good to have them kind of grow up in a culture of we do move, we do this stuff, and we try to make it as fun as possible.
Right, absolutely. Yeah, my boys go, look, Mom, I can do push-ups. You know, their little booties sticking high up in the air. But I'm like, that's great, babe, you're doing good.
You know, so. That is great. Do you have some advice for the mom who says, that's great, I'm so glad it worked for you, but I just do not know how to get started. You know, I'm not sure if my husband will be on board with me. I don't know what to do. What would you say to someone like that?
I would say just do it. You don't have to make this big, huge, grand scale of it. Just say, you know what? Take one thing. What am I going to do? Am I going to cut out sugar? Okay, mm-hmm. Do that for a week. How'd that go? Yeah. Maybe I'm just going to go out and walk 10 minutes today. That's all I'm going to do. Take it in baby steps. And then once you start doing it, you feel a little bit better and a little bit better. And then you want to be healthier. You know what? Anybody can do it. If I can do it with a sick child, four kids, you know, anybody can do it.
Yeah.
Anybody. So I just say, just give it a try. Don't give up. I've gone up and down throughout the years, but like I said, I feel better than I've ever felt. And, you know, our time is numbered here on Earth. But in those numbered days, we can choose the quality of life we want to have. Yeah. And I feel like we've just improved the quality of our days. And I don't regret any bit of it.
I feel inspired. I'm gonna go drink some water and work out.
You go, R. You go.
Deb, that is great. Is there anything that you want to share that we didn't touch on that you think, oh, a mom would need to know such and such? I love what you shared. It's so good because it's an inspiring story of, well, I want to be in the best shape of my life.
You know,
why can't that happen? Why couldn't that be me?
Yeah. And there's no reason why it can't.
Yeah.
You know, because what you eat and what you drink, it affects your shape. It affects your skin. You know, it affects how fast you age and how you feel. So you just have to decide today, how do you want to look? How do you want to feel? You know, when you look back at the pictures of your kids growing up, do you want to say, "Oh yeah, we look great," or "Oh boy, mom looked tired"? You know, you can change that. You can do it. And so it's just a matter of just deciding, you know what? I'm worth it. My family's worth it, and just go do it.
Well, I trust you found this interview helpful and inspiring. If this busy mother of four, Debbie Woodford, could do it, so can you. And if you can get your husband in on it, that's going to help you all the more. Another way that you can keep motivation alive is through listening to positive reinforcement over and over and over again. And the best way I know to do that is to use my audio course, Losing Weight After Baby, 31 Days to a New You. For 1 month, you'll receive an audio message in your email box that will give you an action step for the day, encouragement, direction for the day, and I will cheer you on for 31 days so that you can form new habits that will give you the kind of life that Debbie Woodford talked about. Wouldn't it be nice to say, I'm such and such years old and I am in the best shape of my life? Well, that, ladies, can be you. Visit losingweightafterbaby.com for more tips, articles, and to subscribe to the course Losing Weight After Baby, 31 Days to a New You. Until the next podcast, be an example to your kids, overcome complacency about fitness, and be relentless about pursuing your dream.